You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Speaking of wonderful albums, we have got Kenny Stirling in the studio and we're about to have a chat. Right now, though, let's listen to Last Light, which is featuring Carla Camilleri.
As the sun takes its final breath of the day, as the amber shades cloud what I say, holding on to the last light before the concluding night, as the memories of the day fly into the sky. In this evening limbo, reflections of you in every window as I walk home past the primrose. I adore you. Please don't go away. I want you to
That is such a beautiful track. Kia ora, Kenny Stirling, a.k.a. Matt Hunter. How are you?
Morena, Rachel. I'm good, thank you.
Hey, it's lovely to have you up in the studio. We've been really enjoying Symphony of Streetlights, which is your wonderful record under the Kenny Stirling persona. That track featuring Carla Camilleri is so wonderful and kind of romantic. It's got these sort of nostalgic overtones. The whole record kind of has a bit of a flavour of that going on. What is the Kenny Stirling project to you? What's it all about?
It's hard to put it down to one certain thing, but it was after a couple years of just making like music here and there and like, I should really commit to something.
Yeah.
And yeah, just channeling a lot of the inspirations, I suppose, like a lot of 70s kind of sounds, a lot of like soul kind of sounds. But yeah, just kind of trying to bring everybody together as well.
Yeah, it's a nice kind of collaboration of your friends as well. Can you tell us a bit about Carla? Because she's got an incredible voice and I'm not hugely familiar with her.
Carla is an insane singer. Like, the first time I heard her sing, I was just blown away. I think, yeah, she's an opera singer.
Wow.
And I'm still yet to see her sing
opera.
At a show, yeah.
Yeah.
But, no, I met her through friends a few years ago and we talked a lot about doing something together. Kind of did like a little disco album like a few years ago that was like kind of flew under the radar a bit, and then I was like, let's do something, and got around and we like made that track together. And in my room I just kind of have some instruments. I was like, here, you jump on the keys, I'll jump on the guitar, you jump on the bass, and we just like put it together in 30 minutes.
That's awesome.
It was real special.
Yeah. And how did the rest of the record come together? Because it's quite a lot of storytelling going on in these tracks. And you have, if people haven't seen the cover of this record, it's got this wonderful photo of you sort of lit up in red playing your guitar with, you know, cityscape behind you, looking very kind of LA-esque. But is it Auckland?
I'm glad that came through. Yep.
Yeah.
That's on Owairaka.
It's very, very cool photo. But that kind of, I think, captures this sort of feeling a little bit. What was the writing process for you like for this album?
It took place over probably about 9 months in 2019, but I had been writing the songs for quite a few years before that, and it was just kind of a response to romantic turmoil, I suppose. And it was kind of like a nice like channel for it, and like a nice, I think, like I found two timelines running. Like, it was kind of like my own like kind of introspection of that, you know, as you do after a relationship, but then also kind of like that was channeled into thinking about a lot of other stuff, other stuff as well, like how I fit into the city as a person, how I would come across with a voice as a artist, as a musician, and kind of like, yeah, just thinking a lot about like kind of writing it from a position of like, this is the land I stand on, and how to respect the whenua and approach art in a way that is kind of like I guess, comes from that perspective.
Yeah,
and
totally.
I think, yeah, through those two timelines, it was very, like, introspective and kind of a good way to, I guess, grow as a person. I guess that's what the album reflects, as a bit of, yeah, self-reflection.
There's quite a cinematic feeling to the whole record, and you've got some very cinematic music videos as well. What's that kind of influence? Because I know you're interested in film, you're sort of in that area as well, but what were kind of the things you were thinking about or touching base with when you were making these kind of visual representations of this record?
It's hard to put my finger down onto one thing, because there's a lot of inspiration there. Firstly, like, the album cover, shout out Dylan Cook for shooting that. That was very much like growing up loving, like, the kind of LA 70s visuals. I was always like, oh, that looks so yeah, so stylish. I just want to get in on that. So that was that. And then with the music video, I really am not sure where that came from. I kind of brainstormed it with Tuck, who co-directed it. Well, I co-directed it with him. And yeah, I don't know. I just, the ideas come really randomly and not from anywhere in particular. Like, I'm pretty sure I thought of that music video idea as I was falling asleep one night and, like, hopped up and, like, wrote it down and I, like, sent it to him, and he's like, oh yeah, let's do that.
So for people who haven't seen it, it's kind of why don't you describe it, because I think you'll do a much better job. You've got this sort of gunshot wound situation going on.
it's kind of post-apocalyptic. It's supposed, in my eyes, it was like post-climatic turmoil, like the earth has gone to ruins, and the opening scene is kind of me being chased by a, like, robo cop kind of dude. He's like closing in on me and he's saying, like, breathing like private oxygen is not permitted, and I'm just like crawling on the gravel with a gas mask on. And then, yeah, I kind of, like, it cuts to the credits with a little gunshot sound, and then the rest of it is kind of the aftermath of me, like, yep. I found my way to, like, an empty hall and I'm kind of crooning on stage, writhing in pain from the gunshot wound.
I think one thing that I've really enjoyed about this whole project is that it's got all these cinematic touchstones. It's got this kind of 70s nostalgia, but exactly what you just said then, it's also got this weird post-apocalyptic future space kind of feeling to it as well, which I think captures the weirdness of trying to find a footing in a city like Tamaki Makaurau, because it's a big sprawling behemoth of a city. It's so many different things, and finding a voice as an artist can be a really interesting challenge here as well. So I think that was something that very much came through strongly from this record. What's next for the Kenny Sterling project?
Oh, it's a lot of stuff, actually. I've got a lot of things that are just kind of slowly coming together, a lot of collaborations. Yeah, got with Dylan Cook, Dylan Biscuit, we're trying to work on some stuff, and Schofield Strangelove, one of the Gnaw Records crew, been writing songs together, but so many people.
Cool.
And then a show next year.
Awesome.
January 21st at the Wine Cellar, me and Schofield Strangelove are supporting Lapis.
That will be a really nice gig.
Yeah, it will be. It's nerve-wracking. I haven't really done a proper show. I did some for my last project and I was always just like, oh, a bit nervous. And now I'm kind of like, I want to do this really properly. I want to practice a lot. I want to make it really special. So. Yeah.
Well, stick that one in your calendars, everybody. 21st of January at the Wine Cellar. That will be a really nice evening. We're going to listen to Lady Red now. If people want to go and grab the record, Symphony of Streetlights, where's the best place for them to go, Matt?
Bandcamp has it. Flying Out also has it. And I still need to go into other record stores and be like, please sell my record.
Those are some good places to start.
Yeah, I'm new to all this, so it's all a learning experience. But I'm sure it'll be readily available.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for popping in. Let's have a listen to Lady Red by Kenny Sterling.
And comes in here, thinking back on these lonely nights.
A 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.